What's up, Jets fans, and welcome to yet another edition of the Jets Stream, the official New York Jets podcast of Gotham Sports Network. My name is Jesse Fenver, and with me, as always, Connor Sheeran. Connor, I was right.
You were right. You were dead on. Take credit. You were dead on for that record.
Nah, because like I can't take credit because like when I made that prediction, I was thinking more along the lines of the season going the opposite than it went. You know, they started off hot and they ended cold. I was thinking it would have been closer to starting off cold, ending hot. Like when we were doing our picks, like I'm pretty sure I picked us to win a bunch of games at the end of the season.
Something I think we all did.
The Jets just didn't do.
Mm-hmm. In your defense, I think if you go back and listen to our predictions pod, it was like we barely probably even talked about the Lions and the Jaguars games because we were all just like, you know, yeah, okay, yeah, Lions and Jaguars at home, okay, yeah, easy wins. I'm not worried about those at all, like, so.
And they weren't. So yeah, it's been a tough second half of the season, to say the least. But now the season is mercifully over. And we're on to the offseason, which begs a whole lot of questions. What the fuck does this team do next? Because, you know, there's a lot of directions they could go. And more options, I feel like, are presenting themselves like every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with this. What are the biggest changes that you would like to see? You know, no set limit. Just, you know, what are some of the biggest changes you want to see this team make from this year to next year?
I think the biggest is they got to get a vet QB in the room that's not named Joe Flacco.
Call him a veteran quarterback at this point. He's like prehistoric.
He's a shell of a guy that was collecting a paycheck. Who was visibly angry that he had to play football on Sunday.
Yes.
They need a Derek Carr, or they need a Jimmy G, or I know you and so many Jet fans out there want Aaron Rodgers. To come.
I don't know who wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers. Let me throw a name out there that I want to get your reaction to this name. Because some things have transpired since the end of the season that could have a certain somebody available, unprecedentedly available. Justin Fields.
Yes. I did see that this morning.
Would you want Wilson and Fields on the same team?
Hey, man, I think Fields could flourish with the weapons that the Jets have. It makes me mad now that, you know, you were right again. And picking Fields over Wilson way back when. But I think he still isn't the best passer in the world, but that's also, I think, you got to look at the fact that the Bears have literally no one to throw to. They traded a second-round pick for Chase Claypool, and he didn't do shit when he got to Chicago.
We're not trading him for his arm. We're trading him for his legs. You know, that's the same thing with Lamar.
Right. Right. Well, Lamar definitely has a great arm, and he can heave the ball down the field.
So Fields can heave the ball down the field too. It's more about accuracy and can you trust him to make a throw in a big moment?
Right.
I don't think you can trust Justin Fields yet.
No, I don't. Definitely not. I mean, you saw it time and time again this season. Which, I mean, when everyone was saying it's like, oh yeah, he's coming to his own. He's him. He's the future of the Bears and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, you look at the stats, and this is nothing. This is not knocking him, or I'm not trying to knock him. At least is that the more impressive part of his stats has been the rushing, not been the passing. I mean, he still doesn't add. I'm pretty sure. I haven't looked at his stats forever. I don't think he has a 300-yard game.
Zach Wilson does.
Zach Wilson does.
Oh my God.
He got his first 300-yard game in what many consider to be one of his worst games. But yeah, I mean, it's Wilson? It was the Patriots game. The first.
Yeah.
This season. But I mean, Fields is, Fields, I think, could develop into a very good quarterback. He has a chance to. And I think part of the reason that he's been, you know, lukewarm to start his career is because the Bears have absolutely no receivers worth talking about. Chase Claypool is not a wide receiver one. You throw Justin Fields with Garrett Wilson, who is, I mean, we were talking about before we started recording, it's the offensive rookie of the year is teetering in the direction of Kenneth Walker rather than Garrett Wilson. I think just Garrett's played on the stretch, even with the funky quarterback play, never really floundered. I mean, it's not his fault. That's maybe his stats took a hit.
Yeah.
But you put a guy like Fields with Garrett Wilson, with Elijah Moore, who still has the skill set. This was not a year for him. I think we can all most definitely agree on that.
Yeah, I think a real quarterback would, you know, lead to some more production from him.
For sure. And then I don't know what they're going to do with Corey Davis. I don't know what they're going to do with Braxton Berrios. But if they do decide to part ways with both of them, then you're going to need two more receivers to take their place. And then, I think you put the right people in front of Justin Fields, it'll go a long way for him. What his price would be is a different story, though.
I think that we stay away from Fields. And it's more so, I just don't think that the roster is built to win right now. They're ready. I mean, they have a couple of pieces they need to, you know, clear up in the off season, which I believe wholeheartedly they will, but they need a veteran quarterback. And yeah, I mean, Fields would be awesome. He's a lot of fun to watch, but I don't think I've ever seen him make a throw. And I'm like, oh, wow. Right. Since the national championship game or national semifinal, he hasn't made a pro throw yet where I'm like, oh,
right.
Okay. Yeah. Like that was real. But to me, he's done plenty of things with his legs, you know? So I think I'm out on Fields. If Derek Carr, Lamar, Rodgers, even Jimmy G to be available. And I don't know. I mean, I think I would take Fields over Jimmy G. Especially with the injury history when Jimmy G is coming off this injury this year. Not that Fields is immune to injury. But he's just young and controllable. He's entering year three and you have two more years left. If you trade for him, you'd have to decide if you're going to pick up his option soon. And after this upcoming season, and they probably would, and then they'd give him a contract extension if he continued to play well. This all feels like very like procedural and like this sort of conversation, because the Fields doesn't feel realistic. What feels realistic is signing a veteran quarterback,
which I think is a better move.
Yeah, I just think that this team is ready to win, and you know, needs that veteran presence of somebody who's thrown for 4,000 yards in a season and, you know, has played in big games. Not that Derek Carr really has, but played in big games, but he's definitely thrown for 4,000 yards in the season. So, one of those guys. That should be priority number one. What else are you looking for this offseason?
Resign Quinnen.
Yeah.
He said...
What's the most you'd pay him?
Ooh. That's a tough call. What was Aaron Donald's deal?
$30 million. I'll tell you right now, I'm not paying him $30 million.
I'm not paying him $30 million. I'd pay him between 20 and 30.
I'd pay him 22. 21 and a half. 22. Make him the second highest paid D tackle.
I'd do that. Football. I would do that. And I think Joe Douglas would do that too. He doesn't want to. I mean, some people were making kind of like a stink about something he said yesterday in his press conference, Joe Douglas, saying it's like, you know, he gave the, we're going to do what's best for the team type thing, type response. But I just don't think he wants to get boxed into calling a player a Jet for life like he did with Jamal Adams before shipping him out. Mm-hmm. So Quinnen made it clear, you know, it was an interesting easy because I feel like he's usually not like this, but Brian Costello, his story about Quinnen saying that he wants a deal done by April or he's not showing up to like voluntary workouts. And Costello was like Quinnen issues like a threat or something to the Jets. I was like, what?
Yeah, he works for the Post.
I was like, what? Expect? What is that? What is that headline?
Costello's the Post.
Yeah, Costello's the Post. I was like, what is that headline? And that's it was very strange. But I mean, I see no reason why. I mean, putting his like skill set on the field aside, he's a great teammate. Seems like he's a great guy. Great locker room presence. So there's no reason why you would not want to bring Quinnen back. And, you know, you're going to make all the cuts that you need before then, more than likely, except for any potential deals you have to make around June. But, yeah, you got to think you're going to be saving some space. Some guys on the defense aren't going to come back. Quincy Williams said that he wants to come back. He loves playing with his brother and stuff. So, but, again, who knows what's going to happen with Quincy Williams either.
All right. So like I'm going to let's do you want to play a game?
Sure.
All right. We are going to play the cap game with the Jets. I have the cap calculator up right now. I'm going to give you a guy.
Let me preface this. The NFL salary cap is fake, by the way.
Yes, it is.
As we all know.
So, and hold on before. Oh, interesting. Addicts. So there's free agents that I can extend. So like, all right. Wait. Quincy, wait a second. What? Hold on. This makes no sense. I can give like a franchise tender or a transition tender. What happens if I do that? No. Whoa. No. Okay. We don't want to do that. We don't want to give any of those out. Oh my goodness. These are like, if I wanted to, on the right side. So I'm on over the cap right now and on the right side, it's, it'll let me like add an external player. So like who's a free agent this offseason? Tom Brady. All right. I can input his base set. Oh, this is very cool.
Oh.
All right. So ready? All right. So we'll go through the current players on the list right now.
That'll be
that,
free agents?
No. That you can cut.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go through guys that we should cut mm-hmm. or not cut. I'm going to mm-hmm. give you a name. You're like, yeah, let's keep him. Yeah, let's cut him.
Okay.
All right, and I'll give you the dead cap money, the cap savings, et cetera, et cetera. All right. The first on the list is Carl Lawson.
I think you, before hold on, you even tell hold me.
On. Dead cap money is $333,333. And cap savings, if you cut him, is $15 million.
I think you cut him. I think, okay. Jermaine Johnson and Bryce Huff will fill that gap left by Carl Lawson. Coming back, and we kind of talked about this before, a little Connor Hughes thing that he found out that Carl Lawson actually had two surgeries on his Achilles to kind of fully heal it. And he wasn't sure if he was going to play a good chunk of this year. And he still played the entire season and had seven sacks.
Seven sacks.
So, I mean, Carl Lawson still is a good player. Don't get me wrong. But I think that the savings that you can get by cutting him and mm-hmm. the fact that you have two players that can kind of step into his shoes makes him a top candidate, I believe, to get cut.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to cut him. Sorry, Carl. Love you. Carl, good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. Next up, Corey Davis, $666,000 with $668 after that. And then $10.5 million cap. hit cap savings. Jesus, I can't speak right now.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings on Corey Davis on whether or not I want to.
Oh, I want to cut him. I want to cut his ass. Yeah, that's so much money. And
yeah,
we only have 30 million cap space right now.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to cut him. We're going to restructure John Franklin Myers' deal.
Got to.
Renegotiate or restructure. Or do we, if we cut him post 6-1, we can save $400,000. It'll be 600 dead cap, but it'll be 6.4 million dead cap. I'm just kidding. We'd lose it on $400,000. If we trade him post 6-1, save 12 million. We can save like $11.6 million to get to 52 billion. I don't know if I want to do that. I think that we just restructure it, and yes, no dead money. There'll be cap savings of $6.9 million if we want to do that. Let's see. Sure, we'll do that. $5 million. So we're up to $48 million. We're saving money there.
Okay.
All right, Quinnen, extend. We're going to give him 22.
Okay.
For probably a 5-year deal.
Probably. I would say that's probably probably safe.
So we'll do 22. Mil. And we'll just do that every year. I love this exercise. Right. Now there's going to be obviously other stuff. It'll probably be like 18 mil with like, I don't know if I can, cause he needs a bonus of some sort. I don't know.
The Aaron Donald deal, he was only 2 years, 60 million.
Yeah, I don't care about the cap for, like, 25, 26, 27, blah, blah, blah.
No, that's a major problem.
Yeah. All right, so, obviously, nothing with Sauce.
Right.
Sauce stays. Zach Olsen stays. CJ Mosley, too expensive to cut.
Yeah, and I think he's worth keeping around. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler. Led the team in tackles, I believe, this season. And he is the quarterback of the defense.
Yeah.
I see no reason to get rid of him at this moment. I mean, you saw it. He came out of the game on Sunday for a little bit. You can kind of tell immediately. Like, it just feels like the defense is a little disorganized anytime he's not on the field.
Yeah.
It's like guys don't know where they're going or they're
not. That was all last year. Like it was all.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
It was terrible. So, yeah.
So I think he has as big of an impact in that department as he does even in like making tackles and stuff. So,
all right. Lacken Tomlinson. Can't cut him. Can't do that. Yeah. You go to restructure maybe and do that and you can save a little bit more. And then you have 40 million in cap. Becton's
a tricky one.
Can't cut him,
yeah, for sure.
But you're gonna need to figure out, like, are you gonna extend or renegotiate? Just do like a 1-year.
I mean, this will be his fourth season if he actually plays.
1-year deal, 1-year extension, something like that.
He's looking slim.
He is looking slim.
Looking slim, slim king.
DJ Reed. Obviously,
Staying.
Jordan Whitehead.
I think he stays.
Okay, you could save $5 million by cutting him. Mm. No, four million. Four and a half.
I think as a safety, he's done well enough that I think he deserves to just stick around.
Okay. All right. Berrios. You can save a little bit. I mean, there's still a dead cap hit of 3.2, but you save $5 million.
Sorry, Braxton.
Yeah, he kind of stinks.
He didn't live up. He didn't live up to the All-Pro kick returner that he was last season. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know what happened. Not that he was like terrible this season, but I mean, like the kick returning and the punt returning was like just fell off a cliff. It felt like. Like he had like maybe one or two good returns, and then, you know, like you say Braxton Berrios in 2022, I think of him dropping the pass in the end zone in the Minnesota game. So, you know, I mean, the deal's not—he's not like a player that is going to impact the team in a major way if he's not here. I think he's a great team guy, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, it's a business.
Yep. All right. Dwayne Brown. If you cut him before June 1st, there's a massive dead money. There's 0.3 million in dead and 5.2 million cap savings. But if you cut him post 6-1, it's a $1.5 million dead cap hit and a $10 million savings.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tricky one because he's old and he has this shoulder. He might just retire.
Right. So you like let's just put him in for cut post June 1st.
Yeah, you might not even have to worry about him.
Let's see. No, we're going to keep Conklin.
Yeah.
AVT, obviously, we're going to keep. CJ Uzama. You're like. You're like, what is he talking
ABT,
about?
ABT, what the
hell? I'm just going through the list, man. I'm going through the list. If you trade CJ Uzama posts June 1st, you can save like 5.5 mil. Or you can like restructure.
Yeah, the tight ends are tricky.
And like save like 4 mil.
Yeah, I would like to see Jeremy Ruckert get some more. I mean, his first catch in. Of the entire season.
All right, let's trade him. Let's trade him post 6-1 and save like a bunch of money and get the $64 million in cap space.
Okay.
Justin Hardy.
Pro Bowler.
Extend.
Yeah.
Like 3 years or whatever.
I mean, if you're listening to this right now and you hear some players that it's like, oh, I don't want to lose that guy. You got to remember that. Two most important things that the Jets need this offseason in terms of signing guys are going to be the most expensive parts, and you got to clear money for them.
Yep.
Got to clear money for Quinn. You got to clear money for a veteran quarterback. So,
Denzel Mims, I'm skipping Elijah Moore and Breece. They're too young, obviously.
Yeah.
Denzel Mims. So we could save a little less than $1 million by cutting him.
I mean, I still try to trade him. To be honest, yeah. I mean, I feel like releasing him doesn't do anything.
All right, I'm putting him down as a trade guy. Ashton Davis.
I mean,
you can save $1 million by cutting him.
Not going to bother me one way or the other.
Okay, it'll bother me because I use him in Madden at middle linebacker. But Thomas Hennessy.
Pro Bowler.
Extend. Michael Carter. He's still too young.
Yeah. Like the both of them are on their rookie deals.
Yeah. Bryce Hall.
Interesting. He really didn't get any serious reps until Sunday. Because yeah, Sauce was for a bit.
Might as well just cut his ass.
Yeah.
Cut. All right. Brandon Mann.
Get him out.
Yeah, get him the hell out.
He is way too
Ari Gold meme.
Yeah, he is way too inconsistent to be a good punter.
Yes. All right. Everybody else is very young. Oh, this guy's real? Greg Sinat? I saw him in Madden the other day, and I was like, like in year two.
It's like one of those fake college players that they create.
Yeah. I traded for Justin Fields in that too. after I like edited Mike White to be better than he was rated.
Of course.
I was like, this isn't working. He's like a 65. I got him up to like an 82. Nice. To like just like editing his stats. Like, all right, like he's not a 60 in sword accuracy. He's like a 75, you know? But then I traded him straight up for Justin Fields. And
straight up?
Yeah.
What the hell is Justin Fields rating?
Like a 75, something like that. Then I edited him a little bit to make him better. All right, so far, and that's pretty much it. Carl Lawson, Corey Davis, Braxton Berrios, Dwayne Brown, Uzama, Denzel Mims, Ashton Davis, Bryce Hall, Brandon Mann, all gone or traded, cut or traded in some capacity. Quinnen extended, Mekhi gets a 1-year extension. I guess that's like his option or whatever, team option. Franklin Myers restructure, like a Tomlinson restructure. Hennessy and Hardy extend. And that's it. And then, like, there's Quan Alexander, who you can give, like, a 2-year, like, $5 million each. Okay, no. We want to do this. No, bro, what? Here we go. $5 million. Sure. And then you really want to extend Sheldon Rankins? Probably.
Yeah, I would say so.
He's a free agent. Just give him like a 1-year or like a 2-year. I don't know, like $3 million. Who else? Quincy, you want to extend?
I would love to, because I think that also would go a long way in a Quinnen deal.
Do you want to extend George Fant?
See, a lot of things with Fant comes down to whether or not Becton's going to be able to play. Okay. And are you going to take a tackle in the draft?
Yeah, because they have Mitchell.
Yeah, I would be okay with getting rid of Fant.
Okay, LaMarcus Joyner.
Get him out of here.
Dan Feeney.
Love the vibes.
Just for vibes.
But I'll, man, we him, saw him. We saw
I'm gonna him extend Sunday. Him. I'm going to extend him for
vibes purposes.
500K.
We saw him on Sunday, and he did not look good on the field. He did not look good.
Connor McGovern, you're going to extend, like, 3 years. Like, probably, like, $7 million each. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I'm, like, pulling these numbers out of my ass, folks. Like, it could be way less money than this.
This is why we're not GMs.
Yes. All right. Mike Remmers, no.
No.
Nate Herbig.
Stepped in as a solid right guard.
Yeah, put him at like a 2-year, $2.3 million or something. I don't know. Solomon Thomas.
He's the Jets Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee.
Sure. We'll give him a 1-year a 1-year extension. Flacco, nope.
Nope.
Nathan Shepard, nah. We can get younger at that position if we need to.
Definitely.
Same with Vinny Curry. James Robinson, no. Duvernay Tardif, go be a doctor, bro.
Yeah.
This isn't football's not important. Vinny Curry, like I said, no. Ty Johnson.
Honestly, no. But honestly, with the running backs, like, it came out yesterday that Breece Hall still led the team in rushing yards this season for the running backs.
Yeah. So,
and
find another rookie, like, seventh round pick or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ogbui.
See, it's like you got to also consider that some of these guys that did start this season for an extended period of time probably should be kept around for depth purposes.
All right, so then we'll just give him like a 1-year
deal.
All right, big name here. Bryce Huff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a great edge rusher.
He's a restricted free agent. I feel like we can give him a first round restricted free agent tender, or a second round, or a ROFR. I don't know what that is, but it's less money. I think we give him like a second round tender.
Mm-hmm. I think we could do that.
Yeah. We're up to $45 million in cap. Greg Zuerlein. Give him a 1-year extension.
Yeah, for sure. He's the best Jets kicker that they've had in a couple of years. So.
Yep. Jeff Smith.
I mean.
Nah.
He was, but see, like, we also got to consider about if you're getting rid of Corey Davis, you're getting rid of Braxton Berrios.
You want to pay him $2 million?
I don't know. It doesn't sound too bad.
It's like 2.6.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather like.
Unless you can draft someone.
Yeah, you can draft someone. You can find someone off the street that can do what he does. okay. Mike White.
Big name.
Because here's what we could do with this calculator, which is very fun. I can give you a name like Tom Brady. You know,
mm-hmm.
or I don't, or I give you Mike White. I can give you a Derek Carr. Derek Carr. His base salary is $32 million next year, 41.9 the next year, and 41.2 the year after that.
Christ almighty.
All right. Lamar Jackson, the quarterback. Nothing. Tom Brady. Nothing. Jimmy G. Making no money next year. Mike White, making no money next year. So, my question to you is, what do the Jets do at quarterback? Who am I adding to this roster?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the dream of Lamar Jackson is one that we shouldn't...
Pick a free agent quarterback, not someone the Jets would have to trade for. I guess you'd have to... Would you have to trade for Jimmy? Jimmy doesn't look like he was under contract there.
I don't think he is. I think you can just sign Jimmy.
Okay, so pick between Jimmy... Forget Derek Carr for now. I mean, I guess we just be trading picks. So you can do Derek Carr. You know, yeah. Forget what I said. You can do Derek Carr. You can do Lamar. You can do whatever you want. Who's gonna be the Jets quarterback? They have enough space. They can sign Quinnen. You have $43 million. You already signed Quinnen, but. You need to, if you give, say, $25 million to Jimmy G.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So let's do like a 3-year, $25 million with no signing bonus. Screw the signing bonus. Leaves you with $18 million to play with. Now, who are the other top free agents? Right?
Right.
And what are the Jets' needs? Geno Smith, Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, Javon Hargrave is going to be a free agent. He'll probably go back to him. Jesse Bates is going to be a free agent. I'm sure the Jets will be interested in him. Like, a lot of these Bucs guys are just going to be gone because, like, they're not going to re-sign these guys because Tom's going to leave.
Right.
Right? So, like, Lavonte David's going to be available. Like, you could just not re-sign Kwan and sign Lavonte David, who's way better. And having Lavonte David and and CJ Mosley next to each other would be crazy. They finally would have a good, like, middle of the field defense. Mike McGlinchey. You know, he's a solid tackle. Let's see. Orlando Brown. Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith was someone I was kind of hoping the Jets were inquiring about when the Bears first put him up on the trading block.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jets don't have like any good linebackers right now in my mind besides CJ.
David Long, linebacker for the Titans, one of the best run-stopping linebackers in football.
God, do they need someone like that?
Yeah.
Because they get gashed on, like, it felt like they were getting gashed, like, on every single run the past couple weeks.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's Patrick Peterson. Jordan Poyer is going to be available. Like, there's so many. Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
CJ, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He's going to be a free agent. I mean, he may stay with the Eagles, but like the Jets need safety help desperately.
Big time.
You know, there's a bunch of guards available. You can get a guard. I mean, they I feel like they're good at guard. Like, all right, here's a question. Would you put Elijah Vera Tucker at left tackle moving forward?
I think we learned from this year, you could put him literally anywhere on the line and he'll be good.
Yeah. Like, so, I would put him at like, it was a bicep injury or it wasn't like a leg injury. Like, he's going to be solid with his legs.
Right.
Which is huge. So like, he's gonna be back at 100%. I'm not worried about him at all. Like, you put him at left tackle, put Makai at right tackle or right guard, like, sign Mike McGlinchey. And or Orlando Brown or Juwan Taylor, he'll probably reach Jacksonville. There's so many like good players available this year. Kelvin Beachum will be available. He's Kelvin been here Beachum, before.
Jets legend.
His 10th straight season with a pass blocking grade above 70. For PFF.
Hmm.
The first Jet shows up. Sheldon Rankins. How is Tony Pollard the 46th ranked free agent?
That's wild.
Is there like a... Hold on. What happens? We're changing teams here for a second. If in 2023, I want to cut Zeke Elliott after June. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, boy.
They should totally do it. Cut Zeke. Cut him. You can. You can do this. Dead cap is 5.8 and the cap savings is 10.9. I mean, what are we doing here?
So you're telling me you want the Jets to sign Zeke?
No, no. I'm just saying the Cowboys should cut his ass and start Tony Pollard.
Without question.
Yeah. Von Bell is available. Yeah, man, I would love to have. I mean, the Jets are set at cornerback. They have their three corners for a while now, right? You got Michael Carter, you got Sauce, you got DJ Reed. You got Jordan Whitehead at strong safety. You sign like a Jesse Bates. How much is Jesse Bates? Jesse Bates expected contract, projected, not expected. Five years, $80 million. How old is he? 25. And what is Cincinnati's? Their cap. Bengals cap space 2023. They're going to have cap space. Like, why wouldn't they re-sign Jesse Bates? Right? Like, that's I feel like he won't be like an option.
Right.
Active contracts. Their contracts that expire this year are nobody? Wait, no, that can't be right. No. That can't be correct. Because, like, that would be a game changer for the Jets if they could get a Jesse Bates.
Yes.
I would love to get Orlando Brown, too. Because right now, he's under contract. Nine games this year? Bates?
Yeah.
I guess so. Played on a... So in 2023, they have... Wow. They actually do have a bunch of free agents. They have Jesse Bates, Von Bell, Eli Apple, Trey Flowers, Jermaine Pratt, Hayden Hurst. They have a bunch of like dead cap guys that they could re-sign. And then they're going to have to extend Burrow at some point, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to get an absolute haul whenever that bill comes due.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, Bates is a pipe dream. That's what I'm looking at right there. But yeah, I mean, that was just an exercise I wanted to do. I love going through cap stuff and looking at this stuff. And listen, the Jets are going to have, if they go after Jimmy G, if they give him a 3-year deal, they'll have like $18 million to play with. And then they'll have they have picks and they can go through and do whatever, you know?
Right. Right.
So, all right. I feel like there's a couple of things we haven't talked about yet. Mainly, you know, the press conferences from yesterday. It's Tuesday. So is there any more cap stuff you wanted to discuss before I move on?
No, I'm good. We went through pretty much exactly what you need to talk about.
Yeah.
The X's and O's or line items. We broke it down like an accountant. I love it.
Yep. All right. So, I mean, it was just those exit interviews yesterday with the team. You know, Garrett Wilson saying that Breece would have won Offensive Rookie of the Year if he stayed healthy. Breece Hall, quote, "I'm confident in everybody we have on the team. We're a playoff team. We've had a top three defense in the league. With me playing, we have a top 10 offense. So me, AVT, Mekhi coming back, we're going to be fine." So they clearly believe in Mekhi.
They do not lack in confidence.
And Sauce had to pay $20,000 at a restaurant. It went down to 8K. Interesting. Well, he must have been so pissed at that restaurant.
Oh my God.
Joe Douglas says that, you know, he's retired his Jet for Life comments, but obviously, you know, they all love Koinen. If they don't re-sign him, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
They don't re-sign him, then I say it's like stuff like I'm done or I'll question my fandom, but I know that's not true. It would just be such a dumb move on their part and just goes
against, it would be so dumb.
It goes against like everything that, you know, you build towards, not to mention just the impact that it shows on the young guys on the team. So it's like, what's going to happen to me in 3 or 4 years when my contract's up? And if I'm playing at a high level, are you just not going to re-sign me?
It's a must sign.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh says that they will be bringing in a veteran influence to the offensive room. Quote, we had Napper, God rest his soul. I chose not to replace him last year. This is a position we're definitely going to replace. So they're going to get a lead offensive assistant, somebody that's been a veteran, that's developed quarterbacks, that, you know, is friends with Derek Carr, stuff like that. Brees says that he'll be ready for training camp. Mekhi says he'll be ready for training camp.
Maybe he said the same.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of people. Other than that, you know, there's not a ton of stuff that's come out this week. You know, players just shouting out fans and everything. Steve Young thinks that the Jets should replace if we decide to move on from LaFleur, he likes the idea of replacing him with Cliff Kingsbury.
I saw that too.
Anything but that.
No. God no.
And then Josiah Gray. What is this? The Josiah Gray. Jay Gray. I don't know if he's a Jets fan. He goes, let me dream in peace. Lamar Jackson. And then Gary Kubiak joining the staff.
I like Gary Kubiak.
That would be amazing for Gary Kubiak quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that would be amazing. It's just whether or not he would. So what does he do right now? I think he's like retired.
Yeah, I think so. But I think there is rumors apparently that he wanted to come back. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what, like, because what was Greg Knapp? Was he the QB coach?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is, like, Rob Calabrese has got to go.
Yeah, that too.
Whatever that dude does, doesn't do shit. Like, I mean, maybe it was Zach's talent, but his coaching sure wasn't helping him.
My God, he's been so bad.
Yeah.
Quincy Williams says he wants to be back. Yeah. Biggest thing is loyalty. The Jets gave him my second chance. It's a business, but I love the Jets and looking forward to being back here. So that should be
certainly sounds like he'd good team friendly deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2 days after the season ends, so it's kind of hard to. I think there weren't really any indications or murmurs. I think it seems to be, and this could easily, you know, blow up in my face a couple days from now, but we'll see, that there were the rumors saying stuff like, you know, people asking whether or not they'd get rid of Saleh already. Which I think would just be so backwards and dumb, but I think you got it. Yeah, I think
I'll be done with this team if they fire Saleh this year.
I think the assessment from most fans is that him and Joe Douglas are on a playoff mandate next year.
Yep.
You got to make the playoffs next year. You made your progress this year. Obviously, December was catastrophic. Like, you can liken it to the 2007 Mets collapse. Absolutely a catastrophic December. And then into January. I mean, you were playing meaningful January football. And guess what? You blew it too. So that obviously can't happen again next year. So you figure out your quarterback situation. The interesting thing is that I feel like that could happen quicker than I think we anticipate. Because look at the Stafford thing, the Stafford deal that happened before the Super Bowl. You know, when the Rams and Lions made their trade. So, I mean, anything involving the quarterback could happen quickly. Obviously, involving a team that's not in the playoffs, so like Jimmy G or Lamar or something like that. But you never know. I think that'll get sorted out quicker than we think, which would be nice because it's one less thing that we have to listen to on and on and on for the next couple months. So, we'll see, you know.
Yeah. Yes, we will. Anything else?
What's your overall thought on the season? Jets finished 7-10, exactly where you predicted them. You kind of touched on in the beginning. What's your overall thought on the season?
Cautiously optimistic pending new quarterback.
Okay. I like that.
What about you?
progress was made. So I am also, I think you just put it perfectly. I am also cautiously optimistic pending quarterback. You know, it sucks that they finished where we thought, but the expectations midway through the season changed. So that the feelings towards the end of the season changed too. So
yeah,
your last win came against the Bears, and that was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So
that was so fun, that game.
That game was, I remember, you were at it. I mean, that game was a blast to watch.
I got so drunk and ate all this good food and watched Mike White just sling it against Chicago. It was sick. All right, folks, that's it for us here. We'll be back, not next week.
Post-Super Bowl,
we'll be back to discuss probably a couple of days after the Super Bowl. Like, I think 3 days after the Super Bowl, like, transactions allowed to start and stuff, or something goes down. I think the Raiders have to make a decision on Derek Carr, like, within 3 days of the Super Bowl. So once that happens, there'll be a pod. You know, once the Super Bowl happens, we'll do another pod.
We'll be talking.
Talk draft. Because that'll be 2 months away.
All
the good stuff. So, all right, folks, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Jesse Finver. Connor, where can they find you?
@Connor_Sheeran. Double underscore. And my Connor is with one N. Correct way to spell Connor, Conor.
Exactly. if you want to find anything Gotham Sports Network related, you can go to GothamSN.com or find us on Twitter at GothamSN. You can go find any of the podcasts that are on GothamSN's feed on Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. And that's about it. Go Jets.
Go Jets.
Let's get a quarterback, and then we'll figure out the rest. Well, we already figured out the rest. Let's just get a quarterback.
Our run to being off-season champions for the 10th year in a row begins right now.
Hell yeah, baby. Let's do it. Hell yeah. All right, folks. Peace.